Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, this is Kenny Russell of Stirling Bridge Resources, and welcome to my first of hopefully many podcasts on the wonderful Share Talk platform. Now, today I'm going to be talking to you about a company called Metal Energy. Now, Metal Energy is listed on the main market with a ticker MNRG. Today I want to talk about the 100% owned Gold Ridge project, which the company has in Arizona. But I think it's only fair to give a brief history of the company first. Now, originally Metal Energy was on the NEX exchange, and at that particular time the flagship asset was a uranium project in Kyrgyzstan. However, in May 2019 the Kyrgyzstan government proposed to ban all uranium mining in the country, and thus the project was put on hold. So when Metal Energy transitioned over to the main market, the Gold Ridge project was their main focus. Many investors were disappointed when the uranium project was put on hold, but to me it has been a blessing in disguise, and I believe that the company could be sitting on a multi-million ounce gold project without them even knowing it. Now, at first glance, the NI 43-101 mineral report did not raise any eyebrows, with about 22,000 ounces of gold produced historically and an exploration target of about 50,000 ounces. What did raise eyebrows, however, was the 115 ounces per tonne, which is 4,000 grams per tonne. Yes, I'll repeat that, 4,000 grams per tonne pillar sample assays that the company reported to the market on the 30th September. With my research hat on, I spent many days trawling the various databases online to investigate the historical activities on the Gold Ridge project. I quickly established that the Gold Ridge project was indeed three separate mines, namely Gold Prince, Gold Ridge and the Dives mine. Now, from the old timers' maps, it appeared that these three mines were indeed connected, and this has since been confirmed by the company in a recent Share Talk interview. The main problem when looking for historical mine data that may be 50 years or older is that usually it doesn't exist. Previous mine owners tend to keep this information as security, and sometimes it's just lost in the system. So I was most astonished when I came across over 200 pages of information for the Gold Ridge project, including maps, photographs, assay results, drilling results, etc., etc. The Gold Prince mine has been the most active mine in the last 70 or 80 years, and as recently as 1988, Queenstake Resources identified almost 100,000 ounces of gold, averaging 9 grams per tonne, and of 50 historic shipments of ore, at least 75% of these shipments have exceeded 20 grams per tonne, with one shipment averaging 196 grams per tonne. Moving on to the Gold Ridge mine. In 1940, it was estimated that there was 750,000 tonnes of ore valued at $23.3 million. Now, basing that on the 1940 gold value of $34 an ounce gives an approximate resource of 700,000 ounces, which, in today's terms, is approximately $1 billion worth of gold. And finally, the Dives mine. Now, again, the historic data suggests high-grade gold, but also copper. In one lens alone, in the central zone, it was estimated that there was 500,000 tonnes of ore at 3% copper. And in 1923, the gold grades shipping out of Dives were $40 a tonne. And with gold in 1923 at $20 an ounce, that equates to 62 grams per tonne. At this point, I thought I'd exhausted all avenues of historical data. But I discovered a Chinese company in 2009 had produced an independent valuation and technical report on the Gold Ridge project, and the valuation was astounding. Based on a price of $1,100 per ounce gold, the Chinese company valued the Gold Ridge project at $20 million. They put a resource estimate of 6.6 million tonnes of ore at 8 grams per tonne, which is approximately 2 million ounces of gold for the Gold Prince mine alone, and estimated a mine life of 33 years. The Gold Ridge and the Dives mine were not even factored into this valuation. With the vast amount of data available for the project, I decided to put together a PowerPoint presentation. Now, the PowerPoint presentation has been doing the rounds on Twitter probably for about the last week or so, but it's now available on the ShareTalk website. Within the presentation is a full page which hosts all the links and gives you all the data that I've talked about in this podcast. To finish off the podcast, I thought I would just give you a couple of facts about Arizona and the infrastructure available to the Gold Ridge project. Now, Arizona benefits from some tremendous weather, and you can pretty much mine 365 days of the year. And according to the Fraser Institute, it ranks 7th in the world as the best mine and mining infrastructure. It ranks 2nd in the USA, only behind Nevada. And furthermore, in the recent ShareTalk interview, the company confirmed it was only a short hop from the motorway and there was ample electricity and water on site. Feel free to browse the PowerPoint presentation on the ShareTalk website or indeed Twitter. And if you have any further questions, do not hesitate to contact me. It's been great to be on the ShareTalk platform and I hope to be back soon. Thanks for your time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.